A race against time is underway for the US Navy to reach one of its downed fighter jets. An F-35C jet crash-landed off the USS Carl Vinson in the South China Sea earlier this week. But concern remains about whether China will make an attempt to salvage the $100 million aircraft first. Mike Yeo is the Asia reporter for Defence News. I asked him whether, despite China dismissing any suggestion that they're interested, there is a legitimate concern that it could try to salvage the aircraft.
Yes, China definitely has an interest in salvaging the aircraft. The F-35 is a highly classified program. There are a lot of stealth materials on board the aircraft. There's also interest in how the aircraft is built, how the aircraft is designed. So there is definitely an interest for China to pick up the aircraft if it could.
If China does try and swoop in, what are the implications of that? Do you think it is right that it's fair game, that it's given that it's come down in international waters?
Yes, it pretty much is a race to see who can get there first to retrieve the aircraft. There are no legal impediments, as far as I'm aware of, for anyone to get hold of the aircraft, provided they have the capabilities and means to do so.
And if it did, if China tried to salvage it, what implications would that have? Would China would the US retaliate, do you think?
There's very little recourse for the US to retaliate. It would allow China access to a lot of secrets of the F-35. I would say probably the onboard systems would not be usable, given it's been exposed to the seawater, but there's information as to how the aircraft is built, the kind of materials that have been used on the aircraft that would definitely be of interest to anyone else other than those involved in the program.
This isn't the first F-35 to crash, is it? What more do we know about what went wrong?
From the video that has been making the rounds on social media, it appears that the F-35 might have approached the aircraft carrier a little bit low. And having spoken to a few pilots, they suggested that the F-35 might have hit the deck or the edge of a deck in what we call a ram strike.
Mike Yeo there.